560 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.
There's the majors you're looking for and an exceptional campus life. Getting students ready to change the world since 1881, Concordia University is a faith-filled, tight-knit college community that is all in to help you reach your uncommon potential. Visit cuw.edu to learn more. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Welcome to Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Morris left of the lane. Step back jumper just inside the arc. He's feeling it.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Names into the front court. Puts the runner off the window. Count it with a foul.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the New York Knicks at the world-class Fiserv Forum.
Looking on Orlando Robinson. Spins around him and goodness gracious. Takes it all out on that rim. One-hand slam. The Greek Freak.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
We are back at home, and the NBA in-season tournament is here. The first of four games begins tonight for the Bucks as they welcome the New York Knicks to Fiserv Forum. Good evening, everyone. I'm Justin Garcia, joined, as always, by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for the debut of this in-season tournament. We'll get to that in just a moment, Dave, but this matchup tonight, it's a big one for the Bucks because the Knicks bring a lot of things. The Bucks cannot do what we've seen the last couple of games if they're going to be successful against, and that's win on the boards.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it all starts. But there's a lot of areas, let's face it, that the Bucks need to clean up. But, you know, it's funny because you mentioned this being the in-season tournament, and all the talk surrounding this event was really about trying to bring renewed focus to the early part of the season, bring extra motivation. Of all the games that I don't think the Bucks need extra motivation right now, this may be at the front of the list, though. I mean, Adrian Griffin's talked about that fact that, like, coming into this game, he said, oh, you're going to be more pumped up because you're playing your first game of the in-season tournament. He said to a man, no, look, we need to play our best because we need to play our best right now coming off of what we are. And so, of course, coming off of that 19-point loss against the Raptors on Wednesday night in Toronto against a Raptors team that had previously really been struggling to score. Well, you almost get a redo here tonight in some ways because very similarly, almost like unnervingly similar, this New York Knicks team comes in also on the heels of a game where they struggled to score. I mean, the Raptors in the previous game against the Bucks had gone they had shot 4 of 29 from three-point range in that previous game. Well, against the Bucks, they start to find their mojo, and particularly early in that game, and ended up shooting the ball 56%. Conversely, here comes a New York team, comes in, they shot 35% their last time out, including 5 of 30 from three-point range. So they've been struggling, and they've been struggling to score inside, no one more so than Julius Randle in the middle. So can Milwaukee fix what's been ailing it, particularly on the inside? We'll talk more about that, but you also mentioned the rebounding. This is a Knicks team that is very aggressive, particularly on the offensive boards, and even in the best of times against the Bucks, they've given Milwaukee problems, and particularly Mitchell Robinson, an offensive rebounding machine, once again up to his old tricks with six offensive boards a game coming into this one. So can Milwaukee keep them from getting on the boards and getting second-chance points and, you know, ultimately making life more difficult on that side of the floor?
And a lot of familiarity, obviously, not just with this team, but with this coach, is Adrian Griffin. One of those many head coaches he had worked under was Tom Thibodeau, and even told us, as we'll hear momentarily, Tibbs was the first guy to call him when he got this job and spoke to him at length. Tibbs had quite a bit of glowing remarks to say about Adrian Griffin as well, so there's that familiarity there. But look, you touched on some of the issues that this team has been going through. As we mentioned a number of times, it's going to take time. That there's turnover on the roster, you have new defense, new offense, all of it that you're implementing with a shorter preseason. This is going to take some time.
And so much of this is really defining what is this team's identity. And they are a long ways from answering that question to this point. But the reality is they've essentially been exposed in 9 of the last 12 quarters that they played early this season. So tonight, really a chance to try to restore some confidence and find some synergy for this group that just has really had very little of it here in the early stages of this season. And so we'll see. But, again, tonight it's a Bucks defense that currently ranks last in defensive efficiency. They'll face the number 28 offense in the NBA in the New York Knicks. So something's got to give here tonight. We'll see which side it is.
Something's got to give. Oh, by the way, it is our first look at the in-season tournament as the Knicks, one of the four teams in the Bucks group. We'll get our chance to see the City Edition jerseys for the first time up close tonight. And, of course, the special floor and court that we're seeing for this in-season tournament as well. It seems like, look, we've heard the question asked to Griff a couple of times, players as well, but there seems to be more and more growing excitement for this in-season tournament within the league, with players and coaching staff. And I think everybody points to, hey, just look at the play-in tournament. Everybody was skeptical of that at first, too. But now I think that is an overwhelming success.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be bold sometimes. If you want to try new things, you just have to. You can't stick with the old, same old script. And I think the Bucks are going to be a part of one of the early peaks into this new endeavor for the NBA. And I do think Adam Silver has been very forward-thinking with a lot of the things he's done. The commissioner in the NBA here has been implementing some new things. I mean, what's the old saying? Evolve or die. And so I think the NBA is trying to do just that here. So it'd be interesting to see. You know, I mean, I think everyone's going to approach it a little bit differently, and that means every team's going to be a little different in their approach to this thing in terms of the value they place on it, and every player's going to be a little bit different in terms of how they go about things. But bottom line, I think for the Bucks here tonight, regardless of what's on the line with the tournament, And we can spell out, I don't know if you're planning to spell this out any further as we go along here, but in terms of how this whole thing works, are you going that way? Okay, yeah. So I'll save it for that without going too into the details with this thing. But at the end of the day, for the Bucks, they have plenty of motivation tonight, regardless of the tournament. This team wants to be playing its best basketball, and tonight's a good chance to try to get going in that direction again.
Tournament just added motivation with this team already entering motivated after what we've seen in the first four games to start this season, but especially those two defeats. So what exactly is the in-season tournament? What are the details you need to know about it? We'll fill you in after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money." More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has Medicare Advantage plans that give you $25 a month back towards your Medicare Part B premium? That's $300 a year back in your pocket. Isn't that great? Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal. Certain restrictions apply to the Part B giveback. Visit networkhealth.com/Medicare/extra benefits for details.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Back here inside of Fiserv Forum for the first of four games in this in-season tournament. That, of course, before we get to the knockout round for the Bucks. We have mentioned the in-season tournament quite a bit. If you are in the dark, here's what it is. All 30 teams participate, three groups in each conference, and those groups have been selected by a random draw. So record from last year's standings is how this was randomized. Each of those three groups has one of the teams that finished in the top three in their conference. Each has one that finished in the bottom three, and so on. The Bucks group contains the New York Knicks, the Charlotte Hornets, the Washington Wizards, and the Miami Heat. Tonight is the first game at home against the Knicks. Each team will play two home games and two road games. These games will be played on Tuesdays and Fridays throughout the month of November. And the first week of December is when we advance into the knockout rounds. From there, the semifinals and finals will take place at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. So in order to get there, you need to advance through the knockout rounds. To get to the knockout rounds, you must win your group. So we'll have six representatives that are group winners and two wild card teams, one from each conference. The wild cards will be made up of the team with the best record that did not win their group. With just four games, there's a very, very good chance we will have a lot of tiebreakers. Those will be settled by head-to-head, and if that doesn't settle it, point differential will determine who wins the tiebreaker. In other words, it is going to be beneficial to win by a blowout. The in-season tournament, again, beginning tonight and running all the way through November 28th before we advance to the knockout rounds, which will take place, semifinals and finals taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada, the first week of December. When we come back, Dave Kane had a chance to catch up with one of the new members of the Bucks, Cameron Payne. You'll hear that conversation after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Jay.
All right, back again here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Milwaukee is back at home, getting set to take on the New York Knicks in the first game of this in-season tournament. We'll talk about that shortly, but right now talking with one of six new faces on this Bucks team is Cam Payne joins us. He is the newest face on this team, playing that point guard role after spending the last number of years in Phoenix. But, Cam, let me start there. This is not your first time you switched teams. In fact, I believe your fourth team you've been a part of over the course of your career. So you've been through this before. But, obviously, as many new pieces as you have in the mix with this group, in addition to an entirely new coaching staff, how big of a trick is that to try to get everybody on the same page?
It's a pretty big trick. Just because everyone's new, there's nothing that's been the same. Outside of some of the guys that's been here, that's won here, and know what works. But as terms of like, man, it's all new. Like I come in new, coach is new. Like I'm thinking I'm behind the ball, but I'm really not. Everybody is learning. It's all fresh for everybody, which kind of helps me a lot. But also, man, the guys on the team make it so comfortable to be around, to pick up things, to learn things, to figure things out. And, man, just being around each other help us on the court as well, doing things outside of basketball.
How much do you have to kind of push on yourself that idea? It's like, Lord, give me patience and give it to me right now as you go through this.
Hey, it's big. You need a lot of patience with it. We still learning things every day, man. We learning new words every day that we were supposed to know, but we go back and talk about it like, we ain't learned that one yet, coach. So, I mean, it's definitely a learning curve. We figuring it out, but we just taking it day at a time, day by day. Just keep, man, chopping the bricks down and just keep trying to figure out what we need to do defensively, offensively, and just honestly just keep figuring each other out.
All right, so Cam Payne in this system with this group, your role on this team, when are you at your best? What's happening on the floor?
Oh, when we going up and down. I'm energy. I'm kind of like Bob in the sense of I like to bring energy. I like to bring defensive pressure, but I like to push the pace. That's what I really like doing, pushing the pace. Had a game going back and forth, north and south, all game. Don't really like to settle it down. I just kind of try to bring a different aspect of the game of what the first unit does. Our second unit, we're very versatile. So I like the fact that we can move, play faster, move the ball, go left to right side. It's just pretty unique for our unit. We got all interchangeable parts. Bobby at the five. Like, that's huge. He could play the four. He could play the three. He could play a lot of positions. So it just kind of make our unit very interchangeable, and we get to push the pace and get after it defensively.
Yeah, speaking of unique, the setting for this game against the Knicks is a unique one in that it's the first game you guys will play in this new concept, the in-season basketball tournament, as you guys play for a little bit something different. What is that like from a player's perspective? I know it's probably even hard to know because you haven't really gone through it yet, but give me your initial sentiment as you go into this thing.
It's something new, something fun. It's interesting, though. It's going to be interesting to see. We get a new court for it, but I think everybody's going to be up for it. I'm going to be up for it just because it's like, man, you actually plan for something during the season. You get a reward for winning, and I know within the guys, we want to win this. We think it's the first step to get into the playoffs. Like, we're gonna learn things, and within this tournament, if we make it to Vegas, we're gonna learn things within that tournament. So we're very high on the tournament. It's gonna be different. They got fresh courts for it. That's pretty cool, pretty unique. Gotta get an in-season trophy. Also, man, you get paid doing it. You get an extra game. I get 83 games, and you get compensated for it. So that's pretty huge. We all locked in on it. But it's pretty cool to come in, like, every Tuesday and Thursday. You got a different kind of feel to the arena, different kind of feel to the game. Like, the game, a little bit more important. We need those games on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the tournament in order to win it all. So it kind of make things more important. Got to be locked in every night. You know, you have 82 games. You can get lost in the season, game 56 or something like that. But at the beginning of the year, you know, everyone's pretty locked in. So it's pretty cool to have that in-season tournament because majority of the teams are healthy and you actually get a feel for all the teams. So it's pretty cool.
All right, Cam. Well, hey, welcome aboard and good luck in this one. First in-season tournament. Bring home that cup, baby, or the trophy, as it were.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me, man. Let's have a great year.
All right. Let's step aside. We'll come back in a moment. That's campaign. We're back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Providing the largest cancer clinical trials treatment program in Wisconsin is more than a statistic. It means offering you more options. It means more hope. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, people are the driving force behind providing the most advanced, most powerful cancer care available. We push further, learn more, and lead the way. That's how we do everything humanly possible for life without cancer. To find out how dedication fuels breakthrough cancer care, visit Frater.com/cancer.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
It's time to go courtside.
Your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. But they're leading, you know, picking roles and making teams pay.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for Holmes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Time to go courtside and get the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, one of the elements of this in-season tournament, one of the tiebreakers outside of head-to-head is point differential. And I just wonder if that's something you're going to have someone tell you about in late game situations in terms of just, I mean, that could be a tiebreaker in terms of advancing on.
We just focus on the game, you know. Every game is important. We just focus on winning that game and doing what it takes to win those games. And if you do the right things, you know, consistently in every possession, you give yourself a chance to, you know, sit pretty good. So, you know, our focus is just to come in. Every game is important and play extremely hard.
Just for you guys in transition defense, what are your kind of touch points for the guys to be thinking about so you guys can?
Well, I would say, transition defense starts with on the offensive end, just with our quality of shots and execution. And when we do that, we give ourselves to get back and, balance on the defensive end and keep teams in front of us. One hand always watches the other. And then it's just effort. It's effort, getting back, finding the biggest threat, protecting the paint, and then getting out and covering the three-point line, which teams have been shooting the ball extremely high, above the break three. So we just got to contest harder and make them miss.
I know you guys are doing some things differently with Brooke on defensive end this year. Can you kind of explain to me just like what exactly your sort of philosophy is and how you want to use him and maybe how that can benefit you just from him playing a little bit different ways?
It's not too much differently than in the past. It's not rocket science. We need his size. We need Brooke's size in the paint. And we're still getting to know each other and getting to know the team and the players are getting to know each other's strengths. And we want to play to our strengths. So, it makes sense that we keep Brooke a little closer to the rim. Sometimes coaches have to adjust, their philosophy because it's all about winning and it's all about putting the players in the best position to succeed. So we're definitely open to keeping him closer to the rim where he thrives. And he's shown that in the past. So, we're learning each other, and we just want to put him in the best position because he's been terrific at that, at the rim. So that's something that we're definitely looking at moving forward.
Sorry, you just said like sometimes coaches got to adjust their philosophy. Do you feel like these first five or six games or so, you've already kind of started adjusting the play a little bit?
We look at everything. When you win, you look at everything. When you lose, we look at everything. And I think defensively on the boards, we need a little bit of help there. And that's not just one person, it's everyone. When the shot goes up, you got to win your individual battle. But also makes sense to keep Brooke close to the rim where he could be a threat as far as on the defensive boards and limit them to one shot. Sometimes, teams have been shooting a lot of threes, so you're going to get long rebounds. But outside of that, with Brooke's size, and in the past he's been pretty dominant with his rebounding and limiting teams to just one opportunity. So, again, we don't want – when I took this job, I wasn't trying to reinvent the wheel. they've done a lot of great things here, strong foundation to build upon. So, we want to keep the things that work intact, but sometimes it takes a little time for, especially new coaching staff to figure out what works and what's worth keeping. And keeping Brooke closer to the rim makes sense. So again, it's not rocket science. He's phenomenal, and it's shown that over a steady body of work. And we continue to tweak and make our adjustments, find ways to get better.
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin as they get set to take on the New York Knicks. That's your pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Get all the information you need to know heading into tonight's game with the Jockey pregame brief and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. When we return, we'll get you up to speed on the injury report on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. When it comes to protecting your home, your roof is the first line of defense. Owens Corning Shingles are the number one brand trusted by contractors. Get ultimate protection with a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Right now, all Owens Corning Shingles are 11% off. Good through November 5th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodman.
Goodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on hot selling meat items.
1 pound Carolina ground turkey, just $1.79 or 3 for $5. And 4 pound Papa Charlie's Italian beef, just $11.99.
Ay caramba, hot, hot prices.
Ground turkey, $1.79, Italian beef, $11.99.
Hurry, these products are gonna fly off the shelf.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employed-owned. It's Woodman's.
Dear basketball fans, wanna drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Time to take a look at the injury report for tonight's game. And yet another game with a clean injury report for the Bucks. Andre Jackson Jr. was the only name listed, though he should be available for tonight's contest. As for the New York Knicks, one player of note is out. That is RJ Barrett, who's been dealing with a sore left knee. The injury report brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Their health network connects you to teams of world-renowned specialists who focus entirely on you. That's doing everything humanly possible to keep you on your game. Counting it down to tip-off here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Almost game time. When we come back, we'll get some final thoughts on this NBA in-season tournament matchup between the Bucks and the New York Knicks. Dave Kane rejoins us after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Almost tip time here in Santa Fe Surf Forum. It is the NBA in-season tournament. Our first look at it, our first look at the new court, at the new City Edition jerseys, and with some final thoughts on all of that and more. We're joined again by Dave Kane. Look, the intrigue is certainly there. Just number one to start with tonight's game in the in-season tournament and to see how teams approach this.
Yeah, and I think it really does start. I mean, look, the in-season tournament's all fine and well, but this is one of the most remarkable off-seasons in the league this season over the last few months in the summer months and obviously later. So the chance to see these guys come together is the main event here. That's the storyline we're watching tonight, and I think it really starts for me as I look at this team on the interior. I'm really interested to see. New York is the lowest scoring team in the paint this season. They've got the lowest field goal percentage in the restricted area this year, just 49%. Meanwhile, the Bucks come into this one ranked last in the NBA, allowing 80% shooting in the restricted area. That is the area we just heard Coach Griff talking about, the potential shift with Brook Lopez. Can they clean things up, play a better game in this area tonight? Brook Lopez, just two blocks in the first four games of the season for a guy who led the league in overall blocks last year. So that's something I'm really interested to watch tonight. You touched in on the other thing, though, the rebounding. Bucks were outscored 21-13 second chance points, allowing 41% of Toronto's misses to be rebounded by the Raptors in that game, 15 offensive boards Wednesday. Now you go against the Knicks team that's given them trouble on the glass in the past with Mitchell Robinson, and once again they're in the top five in rebound rate and second chance points, and so that'll be the other area that I'm really interested to see play out tonight.
Mitchell Robinson, obviously a big one. Julius Randle, a terrific rebounder as well. And I think the other thing that we heard from Adrian Griffin too, when we talk about how you use Brook Lopez and if that gets adjusted after what we saw the first four games, the block shots that you noted are one thing, but this team, we've seen struggles on the glass, and that's another area where even it's not so much Brook pulling down the rebounds, but his impact and what he does for his team as a rebounder, they've missed that the first four games.
Yeah, he opens the door for other guys to get in there and get those loose balls, and I think that that's something that is a good thing to point out because he brings so much to the table. We saw it when he was out 2 years ago for most of that season, and so look, you got to work with what you have, and this team is built certainly different than what Adrian Griffin was dealing with when he was in Toronto. They did not have that traditional big man until they traded for Jakob Poeltl second half of the season last year, but nonetheless, they have been bereft of that, and the Bucks have that in spades with 2 7-footers inside that can really make life difficult in that lower block. So how they shift in terms of using not only Lopez, but even really Giannis to some measure as well on that interior, because what has gone from being a real strength of this team, limited sample size, we have to preface all of this by saying, but early this season it has not been a strength of this group, as those numbers I just mentioned would bear out.
No, very early, and again, we're going to keep repeating, it's going to take time. This is going to be a process for this team to learn everything and make some adjustments, as we heard from Griff earlier today as well, that goes for the coach as well, that you make some adjustments in what you want to do. But we heard from Tom Thibodeau before the game, look, I don't care what the numbers say, I know they still have 2 7-footers, and that changes a lot for how we approach them with their defense.
Yep, and if you're using those guys to your best, that's going to be the name of the game. Look, there have been some conversations. I think one of the things that's great about Adrian Griffin is he's open to that feedback, and he's said that on many occasions. It's not as though his pride is going to get in the way of him adjusting, and I think that's going to be part of this evolution. There have been conversations between players, between coaches, a lot of things as they try to work out the kinks.
We will see those kinks hopefully get worked out, or at least start to be worked out tonight, as we have the first game in the in-season tournament, the Bucks and the New York Knicks. And the game comes your way after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at frater.com/second opinion.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
You ready? Let's go!
everybody, and welcome once again to Fiserv Forum, where tonight the Bucks and Knicks collide in this first ever games of the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament. Tonight it is group play for these teams. We'll be competing for a spot in the 8-team knockout round in December, and while that will bring added incentive, the Bucks should have plenty of internal motivation to play well tonight after a couple of lackluster showings in the opening week of this NBA season. Hello, everybody. Alongside Justin Garcia, this is Dave Kane welcoming you once again into our play-by-play coverage of the Bucks and all sorts of varying levels of motivators for tonight's game. And we'll dig in once again into what exactly is on the line in this first ever NBA in-season tournament shortly. But first, a few words from our partners. Bucks basketball is presented by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go Bucks! By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Valley Sports Wisconsin, the hearts of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, the official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, there will be a number of these tournament games. In fact, every Tuesday and Friday throughout this month of November, it'll be tournament nights. And tonight is the first one of those such nights, starting group playoff. The Bucks here in Group B with the New York Knicks. And the winner of Group B of these five teams will advance on to the knockout round. There will also be two wild cards amongst these six groups that are competing, and again, in this first ever in-season tournament in the NBA. So our first look at it tonight, as the Bucks and Knicks get set to collide, we'll have your BMO starting lineups and opening tip on the other side of this timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us/tickets.
Back again here at Fiserv Forum, the Bucks and the Knicks moments away from getting underway here from downtown Milwaukee, as we take a look at your starting lineups now. They are presented, as always, by BMO. BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. The New York Knicks, 2 wins, 3 losses against the Bucks. 2 wins and 2 losses. Both teams trying to kind of right the ship a little bit coming off of losses last time out. For the Knicks, it was a 95-89 loss to the Cavaliers in the second of a home-and-home back-to-back with the Cavaliers. For the Bucks, They are coming off of the 130-111 loss to the Raptors. Now your starting five for the Knicks under head coach Tom Thibodeau in now his fourth season back in New York. His lineup will go Jalen Brunson at the point at 6 feet. He is 6'1", 190 pounds. He's in his second season with the Knicks. He's averaging 20.6 points a game. He'll go next to Quentin Grimes. Grimes making his sixth start in as many outings this season, averaging 6.4 points a game. Third year out of the University of Kansas in Houston as well, where he played his college ball. Starting at the three, Josh Hart gets bumped up into the starting five for the second time as many games because R.J. Barrett will miss this game as he missed the last one with a sore left knee. Julius Randle will be starting at the four, 6'8", 250 pounds for the 10th-year man, two-time All-Star. He is this season struggling with his shot. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Mitchell Robinson rounds out the starting five at 7 feet, 240 pounds, six-year man out of Western Kentucky at 25 years old, averaging almost 11.5 rebounds a game. That's eighth in the league. Now for the Bucks, here's Eric Jensen with your starting five.
Milwaukee Bucks! Head card from Weaver State wearing the letter O. Florida State, number five, Malik Beasley. The man in the middle from Stanford, number 11, Brooke Lopez. At forward from Texas A&M, number 22, Chris Cash Money Middleton. Forward from Athens, Greece, number 34, the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo. The head coach here in Milwaukee Bucks is Adrian Griffin. Give it up for your Milwaukee Bucks.
So there they are, the same five that have started all four games so far this season. Justin, there's been continuity with the starting five, but not as much on the floor just yet. You wonder, is tonight the night?
Hopefully tonight, or at least the start in that, because the opponent is in the opposite end there, where the Knicks, you mentioned Tibbs, his fourth year. Guys that have played together for a while, either here at the NBA level or at Villanova, as this has seemingly overnight become the Villanova Knicks.
Yeah, they have. They got four different players who were part of that 2016 national championship team for the Wildcats. And, yeah, we'll be calling their names throughout this one. One of them, a familiar face, Dante DiVincenzo, the former Buck who started his career here in the Cream City. All right, the Bucks tonight playing on a new-look court here at Fiserv Forum. To describe it, I would say bright. It's got almost a sea green stripe up and down the middle going toward
seafoam,
seafoam green kind of thing up to the middle of the court where there's a image of the NBA Cup that goes to the winner of the in-season tournament. And the Bucks logo, the blue City Edition logo in the middle of the court. Bucks are in their new City Edition uniforms here tonight. That jersey is also a Great Lakes blue. It's got that speckle pattern on it. And they say it was inspired by the masses of people who gathered in Deer District in the NBA Finals. Actually, it was kind of cool. Our guy Dustin Gotze, marketing for the Bucks, put out an image of those fans and kind of compared it to the pattern on the jersey. And it is actually kind of an uncanny resemblance. But they've got that cream-colored stripe up and down the sides of the uniforms, cream-colored numbers and lettering. It is the traditional Association Edition whites for the New York Knicks. They've got the orange numbers, the blue lettering and the blue outline around the letters and numbering on the front with New York spelled out across the front of those jerseys. Our officiating crew tonight will be led by our crew chief, James Williams. He's in his 14th season as an NBA official. Tyler Ford in his ninth year and Derek Richardson in his 27th year working NBA games rounds out this crew here tonight from Fiserv Forum. So fans trying to bring the noise as Milwaukee tries to get back on track here on the home floor. Brooke Lopez goes opposite Mitchell Robinson, who wins it back for the Knicks. They will start with it going left to right into the front court as we begin play here in game five of this long 82-game season for the Bucks. Brunson's got it at the top of the circle for the Knicks. Drifts to his right. Head fake, pulls up, mid-range jumper, splashes through, and Jalen Brunson, who has only shot the ball 38% for the season, looked awfully comfortable on his first shot of the evening as we sit 25 seconds in. The Knicks draw first blood. Here's a bounce pass to Giannis. Giannis takes it inside. He'll lay it in. Keep in mind, the Bucks have lost two of their last three games without ever leading in those games, which is hard to believe. Haven't seen that very often, but it was wire-to-wire wins for both the Atlanta Hawks and the Toronto Raptors most recently on Wednesday night. Here's a three-pointer from the top of the arc. This goes leaning off to the left side. Julius Randle has really struggled with his shot. We'll get to that as we have time here, but he misses his first shot of the night here. Giannis trying to go to work on Randle. Seals him off nicely on the first try. Now Giannis goes back at him, and he draws a whistle and the foul on the floor, and that'll go on Randle, who was just talking about the fact. How about this number? He is having a historically bad start. His first five games of the season with 15-plus field goal attempts while shooting below 30% from the floor, 30% from three, and 65% from the free throw line. He's the first in NBA history to shoot that low through five games. Here's a pull-up jumper from Damian Lillard. He misses from just inside the arc. He's still trying to get his shot working. It's just 40% on the season and 29% from three. And it remains a 2-2 tie. Here's a pull-up jumper on the right baseline. Brunson couldn't hit. Rebound tipped to himself by Malik Beasley, and the Bucks will go the other way. In a 2-2 tie, Giannis takes the feed. He goes to work on Randle again, zigzagging his way down the lane. He lays it in with a finger roll, and the Bucks have their first lead of the night, 94 seconds in. Knicks the other direction. They are into the front court now. Julius Randle around the screen on the pick and roll with Mitchell Robinson, sends out left side to Grimes. Grimes will back it out to Hart wearing the white headband. He sends it back to the near side. And an open three misses short again for Randle, who is really in a funk. Randle this season shooting 26% from three-point range. He's 8 of 31 there. Here's a step-back three from Chris Middleton, and he rips the cords from the near side left. Your first three-pointer of the night presented by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So here comes Brunson the other way. He's going to put up an off-balance shot. That's no good. Rebound gobbled up underneath by Middleton. He slings the head to Giannis. Giannis is off and running. He attacks the rack and goes right past Julius Randle and lays it in up close. Bucks off to a strong start tonight. They've got the 9-2 advantage. They have scored nine unanswered, and that will elicit the timeout. Coach Tibbs has seen enough. Bucks, conversely to what we saw just two nights ago, looking strong out of the chutes. They have connected on four of their first five shots in four in a row. We'll be back in a moment. It's Milwaukee 9, New York 2. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis! Bring in the courts!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
The We Energies Cookie Book is back with recipes from Wisconsin first responders. These sweet treats fuel our hardworking firefighters, police officers, and EMTs. Pick up your free We Energies Cookie Book at a distribution event near you. Visit WeEnergies.com for a list of locations. Thank you for making us a part of your family traditions. Happy holidays from all of us at We Energies. We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
With NBA League Pass, you get so much game.
Even regular season games?
Yep.
Even some of the in-season tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch home and away team broadcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch from my phone while I take a long bath?
Sure.
And if my team wins, can I stand up super fast and splash water everywhere and scream, yes, that's right!
Hey, could we get a normal fan for this commercial? Subscribe at NBA.com/League Pass today. Only select out-of-market games available and local blackout restrictions apply. Additional charges and other conditions may apply. Visit NBA.com/subscriber agreement for full terms and conditions.
We're back again here at Fiserv Forum, where Milwaukee and New York are in a 9-2 game. The Bucks have gotten out to a quick start in this one. Our broadcast is brought to you, as always, by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. We're also presented, as always, by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. All right, Justin, it's only been 2.5 minutes, but give me your early sense on what you've seen from this defense.
We've seen more of what we saw the last 5 years, that Brook Lopez has been staying home a lot. And what we talked about with rebounding, he's already been big on two of those rebounds the Bucks have gotten. One was the Malik Beasley, which led to a Chris Middleton three, boxing out his man. So far, it's looked a lot like the version we saw previously.
That's right, with Milwaukee in a 9-2 game with 9:34 remaining. It's Mitchell going to work it off to Brunson on the right wing. He's defended by Beasley, drifting to his right. Sends out top to Randle. Randle crossing over on Giannis. Hands it back to Brunson. Brunson trying to fend off the defense from Beasley, as he now hands it off to Hart. Hart puts up a floater. That misses off the front iron. The rebound goes off the floor, out of bounds. They'll say last touched by the Knicks. So Milwaukee will get the basketball back. They have only surrendered that opening field goal from Jalen Brunson. Since then, the Knicks have missed 7 consecutive shots from the floor. So the lineup goes Giannis, Middleton, Dame, along with Beasley and Lopez, the same 5 that started the game. And here's a nice move down the right side of the lane from Chris Middleton, who floats it off the window softly and good for his 2nd bucket of the night. New York the other way. Bucks on an 11-0 scoring run now, continuing to extend it. Here's Grimes at the top of the arc, over the shoulder pass back to Randle. Randle's fighting off the demons of his season, and he's going to turn it over here. He had a double team, the help side defense from Lopez, but he got it back, and then he got blocked by Lopez. Down low, that was Robinson, rather, down there. Now it's out to Randle on the left corner. 10 to shoot. Another chance now for the New York Knicks. Bucks defense has been sound in this possession, but sometimes that three ball is just better. Tough shot there from Grimes. Milwaukee did a nice job, but we talked about those offensive rebounds and opportunities. And New York able to capitalize on some second chance and third chances there. So 11-5, the Bucks out in front. Middleton feeds the right wing, high pass controlled by Lillard. He takes it into the paint, puts up a tough shot, and hits it right over Grimes about 10 feet away as he was taking it into the paint. 13-5 our score, Bucks by 8. Knicks with a basketball now on the left wing. Brunson around the screen, a pick and roll from Robinson, who goes crashing toward the boards, and the shot in the meantime goes up and good for Brunson. He connects from 17 feet out. 13-7, Milwaukee with a lead of the ball. Lillard around a screen, pulls up and misfires on the three, wide left and short. The shot has just not been there consistently for Damian Lillard since he's arrived, unfortunately. It's just under 30% from three-point range as a Buck. They got a whistle and I think a 3-second call, or was it a foul before?
No, yeah. they got Chris.
Yeah, Middleton gets called for what will be his first. So Brunson's going to go to the free throw line.
Oh.
There was a 3-second call. I thought I saw that. So no foul on Middleton, in fact. It was a 3-second call. So Lopez gets called for the foul, and there's Brunson on the free throw, and he can't hit it. So Bucks catch a break there because Middleton won't be charged with a foul, and instead of shooting free throws at the line for 2, now it's just Knicks ball out of bounds. Grimes to send it in. He'll get it into the top of the arc where Robinson is given all sorts of real estate. Hands the basketball off to Randle. Randle takes a step in. He's going to be challenged and blocked by Lopez. Another block for the big fella, but it's kept alive by Randle. Randle, a head fake. Fires away, 17-footer. Got it at the horn.
And that's the shot he hits.
Yeah. Well, the good news is for Brook Lopez, who had all 2 blocks in the first 4 games, he has that many in the opening 5 minutes already here tonight. Milwaukee's got it the other way now, leading 13-9. Here's a pass on a pick and roll to Giannis. Giannis goes inside. He's blocked by Randle, but he then got it back and fed it to the near side. I'm going to say it was a travel. I thought he had the ball knocked away, but evidently it was not touched.
Yeah, it looked like he had it knocked away. It must have just been palmed in his hand because Mitchell Robinson did block him.
So here comes a couple new players in for Milwaukee as Middleton takes a seat. As Portis comes in, as does Pat Connaughton. And it looks like Giannis will also take a seat on the bench 5 minutes into this one. Giannis early tonight with 6 points on 3 of 3 shooting from the floor. So Basketball belongs to the Knicks. They have not led since it was 2-0, and they trail 13-9 now. As Brunson moves it into the front court, he's on the right wing. Hands the ball out to Hart. Triggers the pass left wing to Randle. Randle will give it now as he gives to Grimes. Grimes looks left, then right, and goes back to his left where he gives to Randle. Randle, hesitation. Now he's working on Portis. Trying to back his way in. Passes out near wing. Out top it comes to Brunson. Fires away. His three-pointer misses short. Rebound tipped into the air by Robinson. It's kept alive now to Hart. Hart sends back out. Three-pointer from Grimes. Got it. Those second chance points can be absolutely deflating. And nobody does it better than Mitchell Robinson, who had another offensive rebound right there. Lead is down to one now for the Bucks. Lillard passes near wing left to Beasley. Sends out top. Lopez is given some real estate. He'll fire away, and he releases one from the top of the arc. Another Michelob Ultra three-pointer for the Bucks. And Brook Lopez looking much more his old self here early tonight. Knicks going the other way. Randle uncorks a three and hits it. All of a sudden, the three-pointer starting to drop now for the Knicks. They had five for the entirety of their last game. They've hit three straight here. Where have we heard this before? This was the same story on Wednesday night. Lillard feeds the corner. Catch and shoot three. Bobby Portis still looking for his first three-pointer to drop this season. He has missed all six of his, but it's a turnover going the other way. Pass was intended for Randle, taken away by Portis. Bobby goes the other way now for Milwaukee. New York's back on defense, so he'll send it back to Beasley. Now out top. Long three. Lopez way short on this one. He was about five steps behind the line. That was a Dame range type shot there, but wouldn't go, and it remains a one-point game. Bucks with a lead, but the Knicks with a chance to get it back here. Randle on the near wing. A head fake. Goes past Portis, but had the ball poked away by a nice quick hands from Beasley, but got it back. Feeds out. Hart way too strong on the three. Long rebound. Tracked down by Lillard, and Dame's going the other way. Nice feed up the floor to Portis. However, Hart was there to knock the ball away as Portis was going up. Now numbers the other way. Pass goes up to Hart. Hart wraparound feed to the corner. Brunson set up, but misses on the three, but another offensive rebound. This one goes right to Randle. Randle fades, he fires. He misses. Robinson using that length again. Almost had another rebound. And finally, a foul is called on Brunson, who knocked Connaughton to the ground as he chased it down on the far sideline. So Rick Brunson, that's his dad who's on the side, but that is Jalen Brunson called for the foul. Well, can Milwaukee keep the Knicks off the offensive boards? We'll watch it. They've already got seven offensive rebounds. Timeout with 4:47 to play. It's the in-season tournament here from Fiserv Forum. Game one. And what we're calling the round-robin portion here going from Fiserv this evening with Milwaukee clinging to the one-point lead. We'll come back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Groups.
4:47 to play here. First quarter action back at Fiserv Forum, where the Bucks have a 16-15 lead over the Knicks. Before we do anything else, let's pause 10 seconds to allow for station identification on these stations across the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Bucks fans, tonight's cocktail of the game is presented, as always, by Casamigos. Visit Bucks.com.